Good morning. Revelation chapter 6. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out, conquering and to conquer. The first of the four horsemen of the apocalypse is described in our text. No, I'm not promoting millennialism. Apocalypse simply means revelation. And when Jesus opens the first four seals, these four horsemen ride forth conquering. This is his revelation. He's opening the seals, showing us what must come to pass. So why horses? In our day of steel horses, tanks, stealth fighters, cruise missiles, and the like, we might think that a horse doesn't seem very relevant. But listen to God's description of how he made the horse. Job 39. "Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him like a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He gallops into the clash of arms. He mocks at fear and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage, nor does he come to a halt because the trumpet has sounded. At the blast of the trumpet, he says, 'Aha!'" The horse represents a fighting force charging forth to conquer. He hears the trumpet blast, the clash of arms, the chaos of cries, and he delights to be what God made him, a bold steed. Thundering forward into the clash of arms, crying, "Ha ha," among the trumpets. The next three horses that are unveiled are war, economic oppression, and pestilent death. Things that man has used throughout history to build their own earthly kingdoms. And every one of us may be tempted to ride along with those riders of ruin. Because we don't want to be trampled under their hoofs. And so we're tempted to rely on the kingdoms that are wielding those forces or wielding them themselves so we don't become their victim. But what about the fighting force fearlessly charging forth on this white horse? I believe that the Lord shows us what that represents in Revelation 19. "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is the rider on this white horse that is charging forth to conquer. What would be the first thing that you would want to do if you became king? Jesus shows us what his was. The first seal that he opens, the top priority, is the sending forth of his gospel. He's commissioned his followers, and that's meant to include you, us, to share that word. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Unfortunately, I don't have a very good record riding charging steeds. The only time I've actually been on a horse when it was literally charging, it was charging against my attempt to control it. And then it veered toward the precipice, lowered its head, jolted to a stop, and laughed, ha ha, as I soared over its head. I actually, in myself, haven't done much better with the spiritual horse. Because what do? So easily, we're afraid to speak up. Or we think, you know, it's up to me. We rely on ourselves, our reasoning, our charisma, the methods and forces of the world, thinking that thus we can force that horse of Christ to conquer. But when we take the reins, when we think we have to control it all, that we have to make things happen, we're more likely to hear the demon horse laughing, ha ha, as we tumble into a precipice. Jesus doesn't ask us to take the reins. Rather, he's asking us to open the stall of our fear and let him out, to be witnesses of his love. Jesus loves you so much. He died for you. He's asking us to open the barn door of our attempting to hold everything in our own control and let the gospel loose. Your sins have been forgiven. Jesus is the one that's holding the reins of that empower his gospel to make it that divine fighting force forging forward to conquer. What did he say to us in Acts? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. This white horse of Christ's gospel is charging forward. And it's in this gospel that we have peace. Your sins have been forgiven. It's in this gospel that we have life. I will give you the crown of life. It's in this gospel that we have power. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It's in this gospel that we have comfort, strength, and purpose for life. I am with you always. So Jesus is summoning us to delight in being what he made us. Witnesses. Witnesses of the gospel that saves. To hear that trumpet call and ride along with Jesus, letting the white horse of his gospel go forth to conquer. Hymn 775, 775, stanzas 3 and 5.